The Iraq Study Group is expected to release its independent assessment of the war next month. As this bipartisan panel hammers out its recommendations, the Pentagon is finalizing its own review of how to handle the conflict in Iraq. The two panels may very well disagree on whether U.S. forces should stay or leave, but analysts say both groups will share at least one common thread. The United States needs to do a better job training Iraqi troops, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
There are now about 4,000 U.S. troops in Iraq training local forces. During the summer, the top American trainer in Iraq, Major General Martin Dempsey, was asked if more trainers were needed.
I wouldn't see a dramatic increase in that number, although we'll do what we have to do to get the Iraqi security forces capable.
But Dempsey's boss, General John Abizaid, had a greater sense of urgency when he appeared before Congress just a few weeks ago.
We must significantly increase our ability to help the Iraqi army by putting more American troops with Iraqi units in military transition teams.
So what's changed? American military leaders and the authors of the upcoming reviews reportedly have concluded that the training of Iraqi forces is not progressing fast enough, and they say Iraq will need tens of thousands of more troops. Michael Vickers is a former Green Beret and now a defense analyst. He's been pressing for nearly a year for a beefed-up training effort.
I think there's a growing realization that the training and advisory effort is really central to strategy in Iraq. It's our best means of holding the country together.
Vickers says the training program has been haphazard, using inexperienced American advisors, many drawn from the reserve ranks. And he says there haven't been enough trainers. He says there were 16,000 American advisors in Vietnam. That's four times the number in Iraq. And he says those American trainers must be seeded down to much smaller units than they are now, maybe down to platoon level.
Putting advisors down at these low levels basically allows you to really stiffen the backbone of these Iraqi units, making them more reliable. They need to be down at these low levels and go out with them on patrol.
Anthony Cordesman is a defense analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says a training effort has been hobbled by the administration's distortion of the numbers. Cordesman points to the Pentagon figure that 315,000 Iraqis are trained and equipped, but he says it doesn't reflect the number actually on duty. The Pentagon ignores casualties, desertions, and high absentee rates. There also is a serious lack of equipment for the Iraqis: artillery, armored vehicles, helicopters. President Bush says in a year and a half to 2 years, the Iraqis will be independent. Cordesman says 3 to 5 years. The Pentagon says most Iraqi units are, quote, in the lead. Cordesman says most Iraqi units are not ready to fight on their own.
People have been rushed into combat who were not combat ready. It reflects the fact that, again, we are lying to the American people and the Congress by omission.
Cordesman is among those who favor a drastic increase in the number of American advisors in Iraq.
It makes sense to double the number of trainers.
The Pentagon already has taken steps to strengthen its advisory effort. A new center has opened at Fort Riley, Kansas, to train the American trainers.
What we've built is essentially a 60-day training model that includes, you know, how to coach another organization, cultural awareness for the unique different cultures that they'll be embedded in, language training.
Lieutenant Colonel Eric Wesley oversees the creation of these military training teams. He says many more team members have combat experience and are drawn from the active duty forces.
We're looking for guys who are quality officers and quality NCOs.
It's becoming clear that training the Iraqis will take more time and more American troops at a time when American public support is declining. General James Conway is an Iraq combat veteran who just became the Marine Corps' top officer.
Unfortunately, I think that the timeline that we see that it would take to build a fully capable, competent force and for us to feel comfortable stepping away is longer than the timeline that we probably feel now that our country will support.
Conway says American leaders must be willing to ask the public for more patience. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Coming up on Day to Day, the role Iran plays in Iraq and why it considers militia leader Muqtada al-Sadr a head of state.